Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf is Menachos Daf Samach. We begin on Nun Tes Amud Beis. It's six lines from the bottom. So sometimes you have a mincha which may not feature oil or levina, as we learned yesterday. For instance, a mincha schoite, a mincha that a sinner will bring, it's meant to be bare bones, no additional features, no purifications, no oil, no levina. And in fact, there's a lav which says, lo yosim alei Hashem. He should not place oil on the mincha, nor should he place levoina on this mincha kichatos, because this is a mincha chatos, which is not meant to have those elements. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yosef, Amar Yechanan. How much is considered a violation? Nosan mashu shem, and even a drop of oil. If that was placed al gabe kezayis mincha, provided it was put on a kezayis portion of that mincha. So you have a piece of the mincha, and you put even a drop of oil pasal. That disqualifies the mincha. My time, look at the pasuk. Lo yosim, right? Lo yosim alei Hashemen. Shouldn't place any amount. Sima means even cold, even a drop. That's in terms of how much oil. But in terms of the recipient, lo yosim aleha, on it, it needs to have a substantial shiur, adi'ika shiur, unless there's a shiur, he's not chayv. So even a drop of oil on a significant portion of the mincha, at least a kezayis worth. That's regarding oil. Regarding levina, it's just the opposite. Again, based on the inference of the words in the psukim. V'oidam arvitzot, bar yis, orvich. Nosan kezayis levina. So here he took a kezayis amount of levina, and he placed it al gabi mashu mincha, even on a small, teeny piece of that mincha. Again, pasal, that disqualifies my time. Why? Look at the pasal. Lo yitain aleha levina. Yitain means an act of nesina. Lo yitain ksiv. Ad ikon nesina. The lasha nesina indicates at least a kezayis. Rashi explains, because we find by the truma, you give the kayim, and nasan the kayim is hakodesh, and we're talking that he ate the truma, and that's why he's paying it back. So v'nasan alludes to a kezayis amount. That's regarding the amount of levina, but even if it's placed on a small, teeny amount of mincha, he's chayv, because it says aleha. Aleha means on it. Now, a minute ago we said aleha means a kezayis worth. Here we say even a drop. The answer is because there's a duplicate. The pasuk is repeating itself. Aleha by the shaman, a huge amount. And aleha by the levain, a huge amount. Haveribi acharibi, you have a riboy term, an expanded term, which is following another expanded term. And the halacha is that when we have repetitious ribuis, aleha, and then aleha again, have a ribu acharibu, ve'en ribu acharibu alamait, it has the opposite effect. It's telling you, no, you don't have to do that much. That's the formula we work with. Some say it's halacha v'shem misina. So again, regarding oil, even a drop, aleha, on the kezayis. But a levina needs nesina, a kezayis of levina, aleha, even on a small portion of the mincha. Vika de Yamri, some had a different version. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Boy Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon actually posed it as a question. So we know by the levina, it needs to be a kezayis of levina, because of the lasha and nesina. What about by the oil? So you have a gezayis of the mincha, fine, that's aleha. And now you only place a drop of oil. Shall we say he's liable or not? It's only a drop, it's not a gezayis. It's not similar to the nesina of the levina. We compare the placement of the oil, simol yosim, to the placement of the levina leiting. There it's a gazayas here too, oiloi, or perhaps sima is different, even a drop, take it, we leave it standing. Nosan shemal and shirea, tana rabban. So again, back to the pasuk, lo yosim ale oshemen, leiting ale levina. It almost sounds like there are two people involved. He's adding the oil, he's adding the levina, and only then is there a liability. Is that so? Yochel. Perhaps it's specific to only when it's done by two kohanim. Talmud Leimar, the pasuk adds the word aleha. It's all about the mincha itself, not about which kohen did what. So whether it's one kohen or two separate kohanim, each one doing, you know, there's the same chiyav. You place oil, you're chayiv. You place levina, you're chayiv. Even if both were placed by the same kohen. Yochel continues the bray. So what about lo yitein kli al gabi kli? Perhaps you can't even take a container with oil and just sort of stack it onto the mincha without actually mixing the v'mnasan pasla. If he does that, it disqualifies the mincha. Tamar leimar, no, it says aleha. The actual material cannot be the recipient of oil. Begufa shel mincha kasa medaber. It's only pasla if he mixes it in, as opposed to when it's separate. Continues the Mishnah. Now, some menachos require hagasha, which is taking the container with the mincha material before the kmitza happens and approaching the mizbeach. Which corner? The mizrach is dreimis corner, east, southeastern corner of the mizbeach, and giving it a little tap, a little touch, the kli to the mizbeach. That's called hagasha. That precedes the act of kmitza, etc. That sort of prepares it for the next step. Then we have something called tenufa, where you take the material and you wave it back and forth, up and down, in all directions, to declare Hashem's as the ultimate power, the source of all existence, right? So, both these elements aren't always present in all menachos, just as we had yesterday regarding the shemen and levina. We set up four categories. Here too, some menachos have both processes done, hagash and tenufa. Some none, some one, not the other, and others just the opposite. It says the mincha yesh tunois hagasha. Some menachos require hagasha, but not tenufa. Tunois tenufa. Some need hagasha utnufa, some tnufa v'lo yagasha, and some none, lo tnufa v'lo yagasha. Ve'lo, the following items, tunois hagasha, ve'in tunois tnufa, hagasha yes, and tnufa not. So we have the standard five, donated menachis, that's the menachas ha-soyles, v'amachvas, v'archeshes, v'alchalas, v'arkikin. Okay, then we have menachas kayana, menachas that a kayin donates, menachas kayin mashiach, daily kayin gadol chavitin, right? Menachas nachem, the one that a guy donates, menachas nashim, or menachas chavit. So these need hagasha without tenuf. Reb Shimon takes exception to some. He says menachas kayan, menachas kayin mashiach do not require hagasha. Ain't by hagasha. You know why? Because these do not have kmitza. The whole thing is offered on the mizbeach as one unit without kmitza. V'shein ban kmitza, and he learns that hagasha is synonymous with kmitza. No kmitza, no hagasha. V'chol she'ein ba'in kmitza, ein ba'in hagasha. Amar Papa, klechad esnan. Whenever we have a listing of the standard, menachos, it's always going to be 10 breads, eser tznan. My kamashim, what's the point of Rav Papa here? Lafuki, as opposed to the Rav Shimon, who says the Amar regarding that fifth type of mincha, which is called mafe tanur, where we have soilus, machvas, fried, right? There's something called mafe tanur, which comes as bread, baked. So, according to the Chachamim, you have two versions, two options. Either you have chalos, loaves, or a kikin, sort of crackers. According to Rav Shimon, you can mix and match. You can have five of each. So Rav Shimon says, mechza chalos, mechza rikikin yomi. You can choose to bring half chalos, half rikikin. Kamashma, on the point of Rav Papa, is to highlight that our Mishnah apparently doesn't hold as such deloy, because the Mishnah puts it together with the other menachos, which all come as a standard set of 10. So the seilus will have 10, machvas 10, chalos 10, rakikin, you can't mix them up. Okay, now we'll go to the main thrust of the Mishnah. Listening to us, all those that need tunois, that need agosha and tenufa, one without the other, or perhaps none. Manana, how do we know these differentiations? Tanabana, we have a brice, which is based on a pasuk, which says like this: Veibesa es hamincha asher ye'ase me'ela l'Hashem. Okay, he brings the mincha, which will be be'kriva l'akoy ve'igisha. That's the act of agosha that we spoke about. Al mizbeach. So let's analyze the pasuk word by word. Ilu nemar veibesa asher ye'ase me'ela l'Hashem ve'kriva l'akoy ve'igisha. The pasuk would just stop there without including the word mincha. Beveses ha-mincha. Skip the word mincha. I would speculate, perhaps only the kaimitz portion, which is meant for burning on the mizbeach, that needs hagasha. But the rest of the mincha, before the kaimitz, mincha minay, what about that? Tamaloyma mincha. As the pasuk of the word mincha, that actually hagasha takes place before the kaimitz on the entire mincha package. What about minchas choyte minayin? Who says we do hagosha on minchas choyte? Tamaloyma es hamincha. The word es adds him as well. Now, why can't we just figure it out? Why do we need a pasuk for the minchas choyte? Bindinu, we can just figure it out based on a kal v'chomer, based on logic. Now, marhocha. Minchas, or havei. Some add, change it to havei. Torah says bring minchas choyte. Which means in a minchas chayte, Rashi says a minchas an obligatory mincha. V'nemar hacha or have minchas and dava, and we find that one is meant to bring or could bring a privately donated mincha. So let's assume they run the same track. Ma minchas nedava tu nagasha, minchas chayte tu nagasha. Let's compare. Just as agasha is a required feature of minchas nedava, let's assume the same with chayte. Why do we need a new pasuk? Well, you can't really compare one to the other. They're two different worlds. Minchas Nedava is fully loaded, right? Minchas Chayte is bare bones. Mal Minchas Nedava shekein tuna shemen levayna. We have shemen levayna by the Minchas Nedava, as opposed to the Chayte. You can't compare. Well, that's not really a defining factor. Minchas Chayte dechiach. Mincha that a Chayte brings doesn't have those added, features, and still there's the Hagasha. Well, no, that's not a fair comparison. Mal Minchas Chayte shekein tuna tenufa. You know why Minchas Chayte? Minchas Chayte stands out. She can't tune a tenufa because it has an advantage. It needs tenufa. So, although it's lacking Shemen or Levina, but it has other features. Well, Minchas Nedava Techiach, that cannot be a defining factor. Tenufa can't be the one triggering the Hagasha because the Minchas Nedava is lacking tenufa and still has Hagasha. So now we're not really sure what triggers the Hagasha. Is it the tenufa? Well, that's not found by the Nedava. Is it the Shemen or Levina? That's not found by the Chayte. So we're not really sure. What's the trigger point? V'chazra din, we're going to go sort of back and forth, like a ping pong. Loi roi zek roi zeh, the element you find over here is not found in the other, so that you can attribute it to that, and vice versa. V'loi roi zek roi zeh, so what's the commonality, what's the common factor to all? Hatzada, hashava shabahen. What's the one commonality between Saita and Adava? Sheshava l'kmitev, shava l'agosh, they both have kmitev and hagosh. So let's apply the same to Minchas Chayte, because it has Kmitza, it should have Agasha. Why do we need that special pasuk, right? Avani Yavi Minchas Chayte, Sheshav Alehen Kmitza, Tishalehen Agasha. Well, no. We discovered a distinction between Chayte and the other ones, which sets it apart, if not for the pasuk, including it. Mala Tzad HaShav HaShabahen, because you know what's a common factor between a minchas nedava and a minchas chayte, which is not found by the chayva, by the chayte. Mal atzad asher shen shkein hu shu lovei ba'asher ki ba'ani. A minchas nedava, a minchas chayte can be offered by a wealthy person just as a poor person. It's not income related. As opposed to tamei minchas chayte, which is a unique accommodation for a poor man. Shkein lo yuchshara. It can't be bought by an usher as an ani. So perhaps that sets it apart. And therefore, regarding Hagasha, you can't know. Tamalayma es ha-mincha, which comes and says that mincha's chayte also has Hagasha. Continues the Gemara. Reb Shimon Oimer, he's going to provide a source for Hagasha by mincha's ha-oimer, which is the mincha that the public brings on the 16th of Nisan, to allow consumption of the new crop, and mincha saite as well. Let's see, Shimon Oimer. So we have a mincha. This is actually a mincha smarachesh. It's a deep fried mincha which one donates. It says vavesa is a mincha, right? As she also made Hashem, as the pasuk we had before. V'kriva l'koyin v'gisha halam esbeach v'kriva v'gisha. So let's break down the pasuk word by word. We begin with vavesa. L'rabbi it's mincha so'emer l'hagasha. This is coming to add hagasha to mincha so'emer, because vavesa alludes to that type of mincha. Where do we find at the term hava applies to Omer, v'cheinu Omer. Look at the pasuk. Vaveisim, as reish Omer, reish is kitzirch malakoyim. Okay, so we know that Hagash applies to Menchas Omer. The word v'ikriva comes to apply Hagash to Menchas Soite. L'ram is Menchas Soite l'Hagash, where we find the lashon of Hakrova. V'cheinu Omer v'ikriva yisalam izbeach. So hikriv v'ikriva alludes to Menchas Soite. Now, why do we need a pasuk for Menchas Soite? V'dinu, let's just figure it out through a kavah chomer that it requires hagash based on the hagash of minchas chayte, which was established before. V'dinu, man minchas chayte, she'en etnu na tnufa. Minchas chayte, the fact that it's, despite the fact that it's missing tnufa, doesn't need tnufa. Tuna hagash still requires hagash. Certainly, minchas chayte, which needs tnufa, of course it needs hagash. Minchas chayte, she'en etnu na tnufa. Ein oidin, she'en hagash. So why a new pasuk from minchas chayte? The answer is you can't compare it to a minchas chayte. You see, huge difference between a minchas soite, which is barley related, as opposed to a minchas soite, which is wheat related. So perhaps a minchas soite, which is a wheat, you know, higher level mincha, that explains the agasha. Well, minchas soimer techiach, take a look at minchas soimer, which is comprised of barley and still needs agasha. Apparently, agasha is not exclusive to wheat. Again, you can't compare it. Minchas Omer has its own advantages. It needs Shemen Levena, which a Minchas Chayte doesn't have. Well, if that's the defining factor, take a look at Minchas Chayte Techiach. That undoes your argument, because Minchas Chayte, again, is bare bones and needs Hagash. So, sort of, again, flipping back and forth, I'm not sure what's going to be the defining criterion. What's common to chayte and ha'omer, ma l'atzad Hashem Shemen, sheshava l'kmitza v'shava l'agosha, they both have kmitza and agosha, so let's assume minchas chayte as well. Av ani yavi minchas soita, sheshava slan l'kmitza, it's comparable to them in terms of the kmitza requirement, tishva l'agosha, should be compared to agosha as well. So we should compare them to the other ones regarding agosha and without the pasuk of v'ikriva, which teaches that minchas soita needs agosha, we should know on our own that needs agosha. Says the Gemara, you can't learn. No, you can't learn one from the other. Why? You know what's common to Chayte and Omer, which is not by Soita, Shekein Lehuchshu Lavei Kemach. In both, you need to use Seilas, which is more refined material. You can't just use plain flour. As opposed to Mincha Soita, which is a more mundane type of Mincha, more base. Toim of Mincha Soita, Shehuchshu Lavei Kemach, you bring Kemach. The Gemara there says because it corresponds to the inappropriate behavior that the Mincha Soita is representing. In any case, you can't compare. So back to the question, how do you know Hagasha applies to the Mincha Soita? Oh, Tamalema Vikriva comes to Pasuk Vikriva and adds Hagasha there as well. Now, Rabbi Yehuda will slightly disagree with Rabbi Shimon. He learns the Pasuk a bit differently. Rabbi Yehuda may be base. So he goes back to the beginning. Vevesa is what teaches to apply Hagasha to Minchas Soite. Not Vekriva, but Vevesa. L'rabbi is Minchas Soite l'Hagash Kvein Omer. As we find the term Vehevi as Korban Aleh, which applies to Minchas Soite, so Vevesa is a Minchas Soite. Aval, but he disagrees. He takes issue with Reb Shimon, who needs a pasuk for Minchas Soimer as well. He says, no, Minchas Soimer, we don't need a pasuk, like Tzvicha Kro, to require Hagasha. Why? My time, huh? We didn't ask you. That's derived from a kavah chomer, without a need for a pasuk. Uman minchas chayte, she'ena tuna gasha, minchas chayte, which doesn't need tunufa, as we explained, but needs hagasha, as established earlier. Minchas chayme, which needs tunufa, she'ena tunufa, certainly in Edin, that it needs hagasha, tuna gasha. Well, you can compare, mal minchas chayte, she'ena tunufa, Remember, there's a difference in materials. Chayte is wheat and Omer is barley. How do you compare? Well, mincha soita techeach, that could be undone by looking at the soita, which is barley and still needs hagasha. Apparently, that's not a defining factor. Well, malam mincha soita shkim bol avar oven. Perhaps mincha soita stands higher because it has its own advantage. It's coming to verify his sin. The maskaras oveni. So perhaps that's why it needs hagasha. Okay, well, that's not present by the minchas chayte. Minchas chayte techeach, so that disproves your point. Then again, we sort of swing back and forth, not sure which way to go. So what's the one factor in common by the chayte and the soita? Shekein shavu l'kmitza v'shavu l'agasha. They both need kmitza and therefore they need agasha. I would say the same by the aymer, even without the pasuk. Shavu l'kmitza. It's comparable to them in terms of its kmitza requirement. So let's assume you compare it to them regarding Agosh as well, Tishul and Agosh. Okay, so this eliminates the need for a Pasuk. In contrast to Rab Shimon, who required a Pasuk for the Minchas Omer, for Agosh. Why? Why couldn't he just learn from this Kal V'Chaymer? Why couldn't Rab Shimon agree? My Parchas, what's Rab Shimon's sort of challenge to this Kal V'Chaymer? Rab Shimon Parach Hachi, he'll do it as follows. You're comparing, you're attempting to compare, to derive Minchas Ho'imer from Minchas Choyte and Soyte. Mala Tzala Shev Sheben Shkein Metzuyin. Minchas Choyte and Soyte are different than the Minchas Ho'imer, which is just a once a year event. Minchas Choyte, Soyte can come all the time. So it's very different. Rabbi Yehuda responds, Ad Rabba, it's the opposite. Ho'metzuyin Tzfei, Minchas Ho'imer is more common. At least you know it's once a year. The Hanach Zimnin, the Lemish Kachas Kla, as opposed to the other ones, Minchas Choyte. Who says somebody's going to sin this year? Soyte, who says there's going to be a need for it? So if anything, go the other way. Now, the Braisa will just conclude with one more point. Just to clarify a little bit about the Pasuk there. Oyeino Imer Veibesa, Elo Sheyochad Besnadev, Maybe Mincha Acheres, Chutz Me'el Shebeinim. So Gemara now will sort of challenge, you know, we use the wording in the Pasuk, Vehikriva and Vevesa for Omer, for Soyte. How do you know? Maybe Vevesa is coming to tell you a simple halacha. Vevesa says, look, although the Torah does, describe the five standard menachot that one can donate, perhaps you can concoct your own recipe. You could bring a barley mincha. Right? Vedinu. And I would assume so, based on a Kal V'Chaymer. Look, Sibur, not a Kal V'Chaymer, just a basic analogy. Compare the private individual to the public. We know that the Sibur, the public, may be Mincha Menachitin, Chayva, or maybe Mincha Menasa'er, Chayva. There are two variations of a public Mincha. You can have wheat, you can have a Mincha of barley. Right? Mincha Sa'emer was barley. Other menachas are wheat. So perhaps af yachid, a private person as well. When he donates, he can donate one or the other. She may be mincha menachit in a dove, just as he can donate wheat material. You have a mincha menachit in a dove, he can donate barley, tam loymar. Comes a pasuk and says, Eile. Right, that pasuk says, May Eile. Only these. Eile, only those specified. You can't add your own variations. Oh yeah, you know, Eimer Eile. Perhaps the word Eila is not for this purpose. Rather, it's coming to tell you. Suppose a person gets up and declares, I'm going to bring a mincha without identifying which type. Eila, he's got to bring all five. So maybe chamishta. Right? Maybe that's all it's saying. You've got to bring the whole package. The answer is no. If it would say Eila, maybe, but it says May Eila from this list. So even though he doesn't define, he doesn't identify, he can still choose whichever one he wants to bring. He doesn't have to bring all five. Ratza. Achas, maybe. Ratza, chamishta, maybe. He can choose to bring one, choose to bring all five. So, clearly, there's no requirement to bring more than one. And, yeah, so the the Lashon Eila is telling us that you can only bring one of these five. Right? You can bring any one, but you can only bring one of these. You can't concoct your own. So back to Vehi Besa, obviously it's not coming to allow a person to concoct his own packages. Rather, Vehi Besa is coming to tell you that the Hagosha applies to the Menachas Oimor, to Menachas Soita, based on the, depending on the opinions mentioned earlier. Here comes another drasha of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Oimor. So back to that pasuk again. It says, Vehi Besa Mincha. The word Esa Mincha is coming to Rabbi's Shar Menachas. It's coming to add Hagosha to other Menachas as well. Kigoyin, for instance, Menachas Nachrim, Agoyiz Mincha, Menachas Noshim, Lagosh. Perhaps Hagosha applies even to the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos or Lechem Apon. That's an exclusion. It does not apply to those. Now, who's to say which one's in and which one's out, right? We include some and we exclude others. Who's to say? Who says to exclude these two? Include the other ones. I assume that Hagosha is more applicable to the other Menachos, which undergo a kmitza process, whose kmitza is put on the ishim, on the fire. So it's more comparable to the standard menachos discussed over there in the psukim, which need hagosha on them. Let's assume the entire process, including hagosha, applies to them as well, as opposed to shtei alechem, lechem aparam, that don't undergo a kmitza. There's nothing there contributed to the fire. So they're, in a way, dissimilar to the standard menachos. So let's assume if we have a choice in the matter, we have to exclude some, these will be excluded. So what about a minchas nesach, which is a mincha which accompanies a carbon? Says the Rice, well, a minchas nesach, kulalisha, minchas nesach is completely on the fire, there's no kmita, just completely on the mizbeach. Perhaps that needs hagosha. Yochot yehetuna hagosha. Tamalei mevi kriva. So again, back to that pasuk. Kriva. That's a mapeke. This, not the other one. So we exclude minchas nesach. But Reb Shimon himself already used the word bekriva earlier to include the minchas soita. So this word is unavailable now. Vapikte. No. Within the same word, we have two indicators. We have vekriv, which covers another mincha, the mincha nesach. We have a kriva to exclude the mincha nesach. Says the Gemara, okay, so now you've chosen to include some and exclude others. Right? We include the mincha nachre, mincha nesach, but we leave out mincha nesach. Why is he the exception? We include the other ones for Agasha. We push out mincha nesach. There's really, element of sort of disadvantage or relative inferiority by Mechas Nesachim that justifies its exclusion? The answer is Mar Ben Ishar Menachos. I prefer including Menachas Noshim and Menachas Choyte Shabois Begal Atzman, because they are comparable to the standard five. Remember, there are standard five. As the Soilus, Machmas, Machashis, right? Chalz, Rukikin, those are the donated Menachos where Hagosha is clearly stipulated. So we look for comparisons, for similarities. Mincha ve'isha, mincha ve'choyte, are similar to the standard five. Shabbos v'klal atzmon. They're all independent offerings. They're not accompaniments, as opposed to minchas nesachim, which is an accompanying mincha, a different type of nature. Moitani minchas nesachim, sheni bo v'klal atzmon, doesn't come by its own right. It's an accompaniment. Well, says the Gemara, then we have an issue, because according to Rav Shimon, back in the Mishnah, he excluded the Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Well, they are independently offered Menachot, they're not accompaniments. Why are they out? But the Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Shabbos Bekal Atzma, they come out by their own right. Yachal Yu Tunus Hagosha, perhaps Hagosha applies there too. Tamalei Vigisha. Ah, this is Reb Shimon again speaking. Vigisha. Mapikei, only this, not that. To exclude Kohanim and Kohen Mashiach. And once again, the question is, we already used Vigisha earlier to Sorry. This word is not even extra. It's simply coming to teach us that you need to do the process of agasha by the, you know, donated minchas. It's not an extra word. The answer is vigisha. It's coming to exclude. Min vigish. If it says vigish, that teaches us plain standard agasha. Vigisha. The extra hey with the mapik hey. Is excluding. And excluding kayhanim and mashiach, as we explained in the Mishnah, because there's no, we'll see in a minute why. So the Gemara, so why are you choosing to exclude those? I mean, I understand you have to exclude, but who says it's those? So now, some total, according to Rav Shimon, we allow Hagasha to apply, we require Hagasha to by Minchas Noshim, Minchas Chayte, Minchas Nachrim. We leave out the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Lechem, as we explained before, because they don't contribute directly to the fire. And now we're excluding more, excluding the Kehanim, the Kai Mashiach. Why? We include other ones, but we exclude Loitzim, Minchas Kehanim, Minchas Mashiach. Why? Says the Gemara, Marban Yishar Menachis, Sheish Men Le'ishin. You see, we'd rather include other Menachis, Minchas Nachrim, Minchas Noshim, etc., where there is a contribution to the Mizbeach's fire. There's a kmitza put on the Mizbeach. And also, boys b'lal atzma. They are independent offerings, as opposed to mechas nesachim, which is an accompaniment, right? So we already excluded those that don't have kmitza, which is shtei alechem and lechem apan. Also excluded the mechas nesachim. And third, the third feature is v'yesh men l'kayhanim. In a standard mincha, after you do the kmitza, which is placed on the mizbeach, you have the leftovers for the kayanim. As opposed to umoytzi ani shtei alechem lechem apanim, as opposed to those two, which, as we explained, don't contribute to the mizbeach, she'em en le'ishim. We exclude umichas nesachim, because that's not an independent offering, she'en abam la atzma. And finally, we also exclude umichas kayanim, uskam mashiach, She'emen l'kayhanim. In those, there is nothing for the kayhanim in it. They're completely burnt on the mizbeach. So now we have a final tally of Rav Shimon's opinion. He includes everything except for the ones we just mentioned, for the reasons we just mentioned. Now there is one last final word here, a braisa which focuses on the word v'heirim, which is by the minchas marcheshes, a deep fried mincha. So he lifts, he removes the portion for the mizbeach. Yachal b'kli, perhaps he uses a utensil to do that removal. Tamalayim aveheirim menu bikumtzai. There's a different pasuk later which says, do the harama, the removal bikumtzai, with his scooper, with his fingers. We learn that the term beheirim is a manual separation without a kli. Marama amar lahalan bikumtzai, just like the harama over there is bikumtzai, manually. Likewise, over here, behirim means by way of a manual scoop, not by way of a kli. Okay, so summation, we had a list, a printout of menachas which need hagasha, and those which don't, according to the sheet of the Mishnah, of the Chachamim. We have so far only discussed those that have hagasha. Standard 5, the Seilas, Machvas, Machashas, Chalas, and Rikikin. Also the Kehanim, Kei Mashiach, Nachr, Nashim, Chayte. In the Gemara we include the Oimer, Saita, right? According to Reb Shimon, we exclude Kehanim and Kei Mashiach because there's nothing in the Kehanim in them. It's completely been done in Mizbeach. And the Mishnah actually says it a bit differently. It says there's no Kmitza. Basically, we don't separate. It's all directly on the Mizbeach, so there's no Hagasha. Ultimately, we have Pesukim for everything. We also excluded Shtei Alechem Lechem Aponim and Mechas Nesachem. Otherwise, all Menachas require Hagasha. All the best to you and much Hatzlocha.